Please open your Gemaras. Let's start with that. We were discussing at the end of the shiur yesterday the question of Rokoko Dam, and we saw the Rosh. We didn't have a chance to see the source of the Raya, which is the Sefer Aschus. Please open to the Sefer Aschus, which is page Yilamadal Lamad Aleph or Tzadi Tes, Dapa Harif, depending on your edition. Kosev Ba'alochos, this is the Raya speaking. He quotes the Gemara, the Rif, quotes Motzetzes, Avabal Shoseses Lo. That's the Rif. Heshev Aravzal. Wait a minute. V'dikachazina v'gemara beiz time of a rakikas da. Ha'echa. She'omru, the beginning of the sugya, mik siv yorok arok, mashma, v'lobina tzich tzuchi arok, alma filo shoseses, nami yotzu de rakika. You understand, if it drips down, if you spit, even if it's spitting blood, it's an expression like spitting blood. If he's spitting, there's going to be some saliva coming out too. If he's dripping, there could be zero saliva. Okay? Vasheni Shapirish Diashal Dam Losukzuke Rok. They're two different shitas. Vadaka b'motzetes. Now the word motzetes is a dangerous word. Today motzetes became like a metita b'peh. This way. But in this context, it means, forgive me, the other way. But it means with a force, right? As opposed to just letting it drip. Ava b'shal seses lo. The first reason is for sure. The Levi, this topic, lay also shove in Midrasha, Pasha, lay mixiv, rok, rok. The yoga, rok mixiv, right? That's time of the Mistabru. The rok, rok, siv, or isa. Skipping a couple of lines. Okay? Fine. Vahanitar, the shmuz, alo pligi adodi. That's to make it a kosher rikika, to be filled the mitzvah of chalitza. V'hach shmaitza bas raisa, the boy tzich tzuchi arok, v'kert, v'sharok kosher lo b'mokam chalitza, u'leposan in a'ibum, v'hika tzich tzuchi arok, hu de mifsle, v'gaz rina an bo mishum rikika de basa chalitza, avoles bas tzich tzuchi arok, lo mifsle, v'gaz rina mamidi, why not? Kenir lemis, why not? Korban asanel, what did Korban asanel say? That's how I read this right. The Eila did Ad Kan Dimri Harav. Notice the tremendous deference that the Ramban gives to the Rav as opposed to his articles of Balamor. That's called Mechames Hashem. It's called Sefer Aschus. It's Limulamet Schus on the Rif. You know the Rav is also a tremendous man. Mechames Hashem is he's trying to completely refute and rebut the Balamor who went against the Rif. Okay. He calls up the Talmud. Amar Bechav, V'divya Rabbeinu HaGadol Zal Nilmod Shazu Shama P'iksiv Yoke Rok Lomar D'iksiv Achi Binen Kule Rok V'hashto Saigala B'tzich Tzuchi Rok B'lvad. Hear what's going on? A new pshat. Not the two different sugars on top and on bottom. Two different cases. It's all one case. V'ilu B'lo Tzich Tzuchi Rok G'go B'shal Seses Lo Saigila. Why? So lo karina baby yorka. Yorka means with force. Whew. What did the rabbi call it? She expectorated. I like that for a word. Alright? The other rabbi, linyan mifsil havel migza b'chorikika. This is the question that Tamina asked. Backwards. Should we go there more than is kosher? Do you ask me the question that makes it more? You asked me the Ramban's question. What did I give you the answer? Korban asano. I have no other answer to this question. Okay. The cave in the Basov is Armik for Khalta of Yasa the Mishra Khalitza. He doesn't know about Korban Asanel. Elevadai, Dam shows his lesson the Klau Rikika Klau. Because Rashi's out. It's true. Rashi said at the very beginning, he threw him out to Tzuche Ziva. Now here's the last point, which we'll have to get to the Gemara. Now, Bosse, I told you, we still have another block plus to go. The Tomel Atzvacha, Dam shows his Mipia. Hey, he have a rekiga b'magam chalitza. V'la'amu kuvavam beiz. It's a typo. Achla tuma v'rakaka, achla gargishta v'rakaka v'lo klum. V'yoka b'yatza b'ina. It's not enough that she spits because she had garlic or some other kind of vegetable. Mutasa b'yushalmi, etc. V'rakaka da mahu. In yesh bro, tzuka shiro kosher. That indicates that it's one and the same sugya, not like the right. Adkan the Rabbat, we just saw it. in the original. Adkan. Okay, so Rabosa, we're catching up over here to this inyan. We saw it again originally in the Rush, and now we're seeing it actually in the Ravid prop. Good. Rabosa, we're making some progress. Let us now analyze a number of other inyanim, which we have to talk about. Okay? Because very important, we're going to have to make progress and try to stay away from distractions. As much as we know, it's hard to do that, and it's hard. Okay, so it's a machlokes. What I want to discuss now is a Mordechai and Chulin. The one I asked you to see, I put on the Maror Makomos. So you're probably wondering, what's the Mordechai and Chulin doing here in Berlin Yevamos? So you'll see soon. I'll read it to you. I'm not going to put it on the screen because it's a fairly short citation. And you'll see how it fits into our sugya. Again, I'm going to be very brief in this analysis because of time constraints. But nonetheless, I felt it's important that we should bring it to your attention since our Gemara is one of the critical points of this issue. Again, it's Siman Tov Shin Lamed Zayin. And it begins with the words, V'chi Hagavna Amina. Okay. Chiagav Narmina Peg Mitzvah Chalitza. Oh, right away, you see, on point. Yavama Sheroka Kodam Chalitza Sekshera Vishyesh Lotzach Suche Rok. So therefore, we say that it's not considered to be bottle. We don't say that the saliva is bottle in the blood. V'tema says in Zvachim Ein Dam Mevatel Dam V'ein Rok Mevatel Rok. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the famous Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'minas b'mashu. Aba mashva del kuli alma, the dam mevatel rok. In kenocha nami neima hochi. Why don't we say that the dam is mevatel the rok? And the spit, the saliva, is considered insignificant. Rabbi says a preview for next year's shirim. When I said next year, I'm saying shir on chul nyoradeh. I'm not bothered to see the rest of this. I'm just laying it on in advance, as I mentioned once before. And one of the main in yom chul nyoradeh is precisely this. Bittul Barov. So this is not, this is a little bit of a preview, if you will, for next year. Okay? Yeah. V'yesh loma, v'yavomas, ari. Listen to this now. Gon shahu be'en v'nikar hamisbatel. V'chol dover shu be'en v'nikar lo batel. You can see it. Teretz number one. That's easy. Ina, can you see saliva and blood? It's all red. I don't have. Inami. This is what we're concerned about. Lek alameimar bitl barov elabedava shayanikar bifnei atzmo techila v'chakach nisarev. You know what's going on? It was separate and now it got mixed in. Alabedava shetchilas biyoso la'olam urav. Could go and be a vomis. Over here, right? It was from the time it came into the world. He spit it out. The saliva was ready. Was mixed into the blood. Leka lemeimar debotil. It's kind of a case, Rabbi Osai. We're not going to apply the principle of bittul. Oh, question is, Rabbi Osai. This goes against another Mordechai. The Mordechai says in the Masechta Shabbos. This one you may have come across in your career in Hilchos Shabbos. If you learn some of the Hilchos Shabbos, what does it say over there? Something that is ma'urav from the very beginning. Not that it's less bottle. It's more bottle. Even if it's dava sheyesh lamatirin, it's bottle. Rabbi, did you ever learn something about if ice melts, becomes mukta? Did you ever learn about that? Nola? You never learned that?
Yeah.
Famous thing. But if ice melts into water, we do it all the time. It gives you cold water. With ice on Shabbos, ma'isim b'chol yom. Gewalt. Dover sheyesh lo matirin, afilu be'elef lo batel, because after Shabbos is over, it's going to be het gagon. Says the Mordechai in Shabbos, you know why? Since that ice was never separate, it was mu'urav in the water from the moment it started to melt. So dover sheyesh lo matirin, even though it's dover sheyesh lo matirin, it's batel. What do you see from that, Mordechai? Both of Mordechai. If I cared, the fact that it's mixed in from the very beginning. It's not less of a reason to be about this, the Mordechai says in Chul about our sugya, but rather more of a reason to be about it. So steer in the Mordechai. That's the kasha that's raised by the Mefarsh. Comes in Menachas Chinuch and says This question does not even begin. It's a mistaken question. The many gedolim, he says, he writes with the greatest respect, but many gedolim aware this kasha. He says they're all off. I'll use his words. I shouldn't use my words. I shouldn't translate it to English. Let me read you the words. The holy Minchas Chinuch. If you want to look it up, it's Mitzvah Gimel. It's the Mitzvah Gira Noshe, and it's Oz Hey in the new editions. Who asked this kasha? He says, Noda B'Yehuda, Mishnas Chachamim, Chavas Das. He says it can't be. Talks about the Mordechai. Hold on a second, just try to skip a little bit. This is as follows. Al-Kain Libi Omer Betach. That's an interesting expression. The Svaras Al-Mordechai Dafka Shabo Shneem Aydei Taruvis. In other words, neither was separate before they came into this world. Neither the saliva nor the blood. Then the Mordechai says, there is no bitul. Aval im bo echad kodem chavero. Afilu ma misbatel bo kodem. Kevin lo bo de taruvas bottle. Tekach ugzeres akosum gabe rov. This is the answer which the Minchas Chinuch gives, which he says that it's against many of the Gedolei Olam. He doesn't think they got it right. He doesn't think they got it right. Why should this be so? Ulahazbir sas hatam nira. What's pshat? What's this not to be? The Navi has a kasha. What's this chok below tam? Says no. How do we know the rule? Rabosai, pass me. How do we know the rule that is bittul barov? Where does it come from? The chumash. A pasuk in chumash. What? Achrei Rabbim Lahatos, correct. Binan Dumi de Sanhedrin, Shaloye Ma'ura Betchila. Sanhedrin, the Mir is Batal Barov. Does it make a difference over there if the Rov Amudata Betchila, who's the Mivatel, or the Mir Tadidata Betchila, which is the Mizbatel? No Chilak. You always follow the Rov. Achshayomru Kulam Bevasachas, Lo Mashkachasla. Soto Bayisav Heter. And chilek akbevol olam adet taruvis. There's no steer between anybody and that. All the Mordechais are taken care of in this fashion. And he says he's coming against many, many gdolei achronim who didn't quite catch this nuance. Adkan, I felt it was important to show it to you now, not only as a preview for next year, but also as a discussion of this sugya of dam in Rokandam. Now, Rabosai, it's a perfect day to talk about what we saw yesterday. Rabbi Reish Shlita spoke about the importance of the woman taking this chalitza shoe and throwing it. Now, we're almost finished with the perek. No one did we say about throwing anything. What throw? What throw? She's throwing anything? Did you learn anything about throwing something? Did you see it? Throwing? Where did it come from, throwing? Who's the first one who said anything about throwing something? Where in Shas Bavli is throwing something, Rabosai, to my knowledge, you will not find it in Shas Bavli, nor in the Yerushalmi. Anything about throwing anything. We're not a throwing kind of, we're not baseball players, it's throwing. It's frisbees, I'm saying. Well, we're not a throwing people. Where does this come from, this idea of throwing? Rabosai, I believe the first person to say it is the Rambam. You'll find it over here, page Yud. Look in the back, please. Hey, Mishpat Amolei. The very top of page Yud, end of Halacha Vav, tells you, Materes Ritzuas Hamino Me'al Raglo, V'choletes Hamino, and he adds three words, U'mashleches Oso La'oretz. The first source that we know about, that I know about, is the Rambam. And there's a whole tumble in Rambam. Where did he get it from? It's famous that the Rambam didn't make any dinim. Nowhere. If he did, what did he say first? What did he say? What's Rambam's famous introduction when he tells his own Kiddush? Well, you don't know if Rambam wants to know. He never saw. V'yeroyali. That's the Rambam's whenever he says, it seems to me. When he ever says, he does not say Yeroyali, what that means is, I'm reading on page Yud. Perkdala lechavav. Sorry if I didn't mention that. At the last line. Mashleches also la'aretz. That's what you'll see. It doesn't say you're all in. So where does he get it from? The Torah asks, I don't know where the Rambam got this from. Where did he get it from? The Torah says, is it a loss to figure out where did the Rambam get this from? There's no source for this. So the Beis Yosef writes, you don't really have to. Because it's normal that way. You take it off, you throw it. Ah, I don't know about that. So Bach says, Rabbi Osai, if you have a Shulchan Aruch, you can see this. Whoever brought the Shulchan Aruch, which I keep telling you to bring every single day, take a look, Rabbi Osai, in the Pirush Seder Chalitza. Remember, the Pirush Seder Chalitza is written by the Beis Yosef himself. He wrote the Seder Chalitza. You'll find it in Simon Sif Nun Beis. And the Pirush Seder Chalitza, Sif Katan Ayin Dalet. So those who have should please look inside. It's after Simon Kuf Samen Tes. It's entitled Seder Chalitza. Here is his faults. U'mashleches ha'minol ba'aretz. That's it. Says the Pirush Seder Chalitza. Kein kosav Rambam. Af al pi shatur kosav she'en yodea lama tzorach l'shmitich ala ba'aretz. Nogu lasas kudivri Rambam. What? He quotes Rav Yisrael Mibuna. Gave a reason for it. Today, remember Rav Yisrael Mibuna? Who remembers Rav Yisrael Mibuna this year? He has a very good memory. And what did he say? He's the one who made it tonight for the Yom Yivam. We probably made it tonight just one. That's him. Rav Yisrael Mibuna. What did he say? Shukadei lefarsein shechol tzorak lemitzvah kemish zorekes haminol muchach hamilsa she'enu shalom shalotoma haminol hoyer shalom lekach natla. She's taking off the shoe. She needs to serve the Torah shoe. Lekach matelas tefnei adayonim dumi derekika. Just to show it's only for mitzvah purposes and it's not for any other purpose whatsoever. On the side, he quotes the Yom Shel Shlomo, Simon Yutes. Rabbi says Rabbi Brunahel, Mashlechas also bebizayim lohodia shalom machmas shu shalom el levazoso b'pnei adayonim kein erok shalom b'farim. It's like rogue means it's a bizayim, right? It's a spit to be mevazim. Why did he do chalitza? Why didn't he do yibum? And you should throw it like this. That's why. If you throw it gently, that doesn't prove your. It doesn't prove it's a bizayim. Aruch HaShulchan says. Ka'odam sha'osa v'kas. Ooh. Okay. Finally, is the Gra. The Gra, I put in brackets because it's Kabbalistic. And I don't want to put any Kabbalah on the official Rambam Kabbalah. Plus, I don't understand Aramaic well enough to translate this. The Gra says, he quotes Afal Pi, he quotes from the Seder Chalitza, that the Torah doesn't know where it's coming from. Avalu mine kadmonim. K'mo shekosu b'zohar. Zohar is Kadmonim. Who wrote the Zohar? Rashbi. Okay, we're coming up on Lag Boimer. Rashbi. That's a big fight whether he wrote it or not. The Goyim is the one who actually, as Rav Herzog writes in his famous piece about this, if not for the Vilna Gaon, he would have very strong questions of who wrote the Zohar. There are those who claim it was written by Moshe de Leon, is that his name?
Yeah.
Who lived in the what century? The 13th century, something like that?
13th or 14th.
No, 13? So late? 14?
13,
14. Yeah, so late? Okay, good. Okay, whatever, maybe. He wrote it. There's a whole literature about this. That after he passed away, during his lifetime, he refused to give out the Ksav Yad. When he passed away, he asked his wife, and she said, it's lost. There's no Ksav Yad. This raised many, all the academics assume that he made it up himself. It doesn't mean that there was no Kabbalistic works before Rav Moshe de Leon. But the Sefer HaZohar, as such, they say, is he put together things from before and he wrote it. Nonetheless, the Vilna Gaon keeps quoting the Sefer HaZohar as if it's a Sefer Kadmon. It's attributed to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. I'm not here to decide this issue. What does the Zohar say over here? Uboy lebatchele leunal ba'ara. She has to throw this shoe into the ground. Le'achzo'o. I'm just giving my best translation of the Aramaic. There is a Zohar in Hebrew. No, didn't they translate the Zohar in Hebrew? Huh? I don't own the Zohar in my house. I don't own it. A shul has a Zohar. I don't own it. Okay? The Shachich Gufa Dahumisa. that the mace is now achieving a matter of rest. This reminds us of what we said yesterday, closure, finality. This gross coming from the Sefer HaZohar. The Chalitza gives like rest to the neshama of the departed. V'kutcha brichu lizamna da olubosar zmana chayes aleh. Hashem is baruch has rachmanas on the deceased. V'yikal melela alma achra. And bring him into the olam haba. Can you imagine this? Su batshusa lahu nal biyana liitza lachzga daha ispene yahu misa ba'afra achra. Da'ai alma. Fahashta Yusuf la'afre da'hi matan bekadmasa. Going back, that's a primordial dirt. Uchadina yitza tishtri lemeva zara achavukma. This is really Kabbalah. Put onto the dirt, that now, not the dirt of this world, the dirt of the next world. I said in advance, I don't understand it, but I just want to, I feel full disclosure. I'd read the words of the Gra. Yes.
Not, I guess, the Gra, but all the other pains that to be Zion and everything. Nowadays, that the person, it can't be even.
Yeah, but it remains. You're right, it remains. By the way, so yesterday we kept saying about the possibility of doing Yibum when someone had an amputee. So Rabbi Yoshev is quoted as saying, can't do it. It's a Chil Hashem. How do you like that? Yoshev, he's a jurist. He's not a Zolzayn Gazut. He should have a Refuah Shalema and see the Mashiach soon. I think Mashiach will come very soon for that to happen. We hope Mashiach will come soon. But he's not known as a romantic. He's known as a strict constructionist. He says, a Chil Hashem, can't do it. My Rebbe said they did it in Berlin in the 20s. That was 90 years ago. Can't do it anymore. That's what Rabbi Yoshev said. Yeah.
What is some of the Gra you're just reading from?
Seder Chalitza, Os Pei Beis, and Bira Gra. Okay. Maybe you'll figure out what it means. I can't say that I know what it means. So now, Rabosai, let us start the new sugya. This is what we should have started already yesterday. A little bit behind the schedule. Rabosai, we're turning to Kuf Hei Amud Beis, finally. We're getting in striking distance here. Kuf Hei Amud Beis. Amar Yehuda Amarav. That's our Girsa. That's our Girsa, Rabosai. Okay? What does it say on the side? What does it say on the side? Ayin Tosis Tzadivah, which you saw, or should have seen. The Girsa Ocha Shmua. Whoa, that's going to be relevant. Not stam, here and there. Oh, I realize I left that one marum still. Let me read you a Tosis before I get to the sugya. Tosis Chulin Daf Chof Amaral. Anybody look at that Tosis? Isn't that amazing what it says there? Because it relates to our discussion directly. It's talking about a totally different thing. I'm just going to read you a few lines that I asked you to see. Tosis asks, V'im Tomar. The Perusha, the Ayri, B'Mechubar, and Hech, Shem, Sher, and Malika. Talk about Malika. Malika you learned about in the Parashat Yashashu HaShavua, in the Tevah Vayikra. Haboyim Min, the Malak, the small puzzle, the Mephurusha did in Zvachim. What's the second answer? Small Gora Mishain. What's the example? Chalitza. Gidemes Choletes B'Shineha. Right? Boy, in. How can it be? You need the right hand, but the teeth are okay. Yes, it's possible. Small is a psul. Not much what I told you from the Achronim. It's right over here in the Tosfos. Then they say it's no right. I just wanted to read it to you before I forgot. Okay, sorry. Just afterthought. Back to this sugya. Zu divrei Rabbi Meir. Aval chachamim omrim ein chalitzas katan klum. For both sides, clear. At the Mishnah speaks about a chalitza psula. Psula means it passes on all the other brothers, and according to many poskim, require chizur al kol achim. Though the Marshal denies that we saw yesterday, day before. This is what it says. So chalitza's katan is absolutely nothing. Zok Rashi. Who's a man? We're a man. So top Rashi. The Amar Bisharaba. Asu chalitzas ben teisha ki get begodol. That's Ramea's phrase. Fine. What's the din, Rabbosai, when it comes to a cheresh and chareshes? When it comes to a katan, chachamim omrim, the pligi alei hosam amri, also bias fantaskam of a godon. Abba b'chalitza sviri kava say, so it's nothing. En el kum, afil lepos la'alav. This is what it says as far as Rabbosai, a katan. What about a cheresh? So before we go to cheresh, what about a ketana? Again, ketana shechotza. Om Rav Yudah Om Rav, Zudiv Rabbi Meir, Dama ish ksiv v'parsha, oh. U'makshin an ish al ish, Abba chachamim omrin, ish ksiv v'parsha, yes, it's nothing. But isha, ben gedola ben ketana. Whoa. She can even be a ketana tzkosha, man chachamim Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Osai. Oh. This is what it says. Now, let us first see the Tosfos, and then we'll turn to the book of Yosef, and then we'll maybe see the Shulchan Aruch itself. Let's see the Tosfos first. Tana shecholza tachlotz misha tagdil, vimlo cholza chalitzosa pesula. Rabbi Osai, this is the Mishnah that we had on Kuf Dalet Omud Beis. Again, Tana shecholza. What did it say before that? Hacheresh and nechatz v'hacheresh shecholza v'choletzes lekatan chalitzasa pesula. Period. Okay, it's an interesting mishnah. They have cheresh, chareshes, and cotton in one breath, and katana in another breath. Rektosis, Yom Toma. Amayla ora v'tana luk katana bari cheresh v'chareshes v'katan. What's going on over here? What kind of editorial passed the copy editor this Mishnah? Who's Rebbe's copy editor? Yesh Lomar, should the Biktana Poldig Rabbi Yossi the Gemara? Oh, the first three, everyone agrees it's no good. But the last one is a Machlokes in the Gemara. Fine. Yim Toma Mikomo Konkeva the Tana Psula Amaitoni Shetachos Mishetagdil. Obviously, Pshita. Behold, Tlotoni de Gabe Koton. Don't say by cotton, it's a yachlos kshayagdil, v'yesh loma. Di lohavi toni gabi ktan avamina de chalitzos apsulda bidra bonon. So the makshin nishal ish in a limit in a minat Torah. Lohachi toni tachos mishatagdil, yitur loshon, lashminon, de chalitzas ktana eina klum mit midoraisa, kemo chalitzas cotton. First teretz and tosis. Second teretz. Miu be Rishalmi Garcina, believe it or not, say our Mishnah, Tachlos Mishatagdil, Gimlocholza Chalitzasa, next word, Kishera, the opposite of Psula. Whoa, 180 degrees. Our Gears is Psula, Gears is Kishera. Master of the Shesover, Tod and Makish Rameir Ishalish, Hainabidra Bonon, and the Bidiyev is going to be good. Abel Rabbi Yossi Choletzas Lachatchila. Kedashkan beuvda de la kaman of Rishamin and Mukla Karmea. Whoa, wow. Amazing. Machlokas Babi and Rishami. Take a look. It's all talking about cotton and katana. Take a look at Rabbosai in the Nemuke Yosef and our sugi. Okay? Nemuke Yosef. It's. Kuf. Page Kuf, I think it is. In the old edition, it's page Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, going over to my base. I believe this is the right one. Okay. See what it says. Top of the page of page Kuf. Umistabra the Mema the Rabbi Yehuda Lohavi Aleve Cotton the Bekotten who the Amri Chachamim Shein Chalitzaso Klum. Avod the Cheresh veChareshes Havi Psula. Avada says Beferesh in the Mishnah. Dim Lokein Lohavi the Rabbi Yehuda Lefaret Cotton El Ein Chalitzasan Klum. All of them Cotton Cheresh veChareshes. Lashmina the Rabbanan Afila beCheresh who the Amri. This is what is correct. If the Nukhi also. Amiu a Rambam zal kosav. The chalitza is cheresh v'chareshes ain a chalitza klal. So the Rashba and the Ritva say this Rambam is against the Gemara, because the Gemara said only when it comes to a katan we paskin it's ain't no clue. But it's clear by implication when it comes to cheresh and chareshes, it is something. It is a chalitza pisula. Tremendous kasha. Tremendous kasha. Tremendous kasha. So now, how many of you have a Oz Vahada Gemara? Raise your hand if you have Oz Vahada Gemara. Not everybody. So we're going to hold off. If you see an asterisk, it means in the back someone speaks about it. Quotes the base of Ephraim. If you have the Gemara, look it up. But I'm going to hold off for the moment and see what's try looking for that you do have. Let's take a look. I think you probably do have a Mishpat Hamole. Oh, it's also the same Gemara. Oh, what's the point? Same thing. But anyway, there you'll see, if you want to look it up just briefly, it's a little bit more straightforward. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Samach Tes, Siv Mem Gimel, it's at the towards the end of page Mem Beis. Let's say over here. Cheresh V'Charesh, it says, Imchol Tu Chalitzos of Psula, Ve'ein Ak Yishod of Ekadosh Lovasu Klum, Shein Yisrael Lachem V'Kuyachol Lissab V'Yem, Olo. No! When it comes to a cheresh, it is ilim elemes, things of this nature. It would be a chalitza psul. The yesh amim to adin a chalitza cheresh v'chareshes she'en a klum. The yesh amim shechalitza psul like my ilim elemes. 2 days in Shulchan Aruch sif mem gimel. Rabosai, the question of course becomes where it's against the Gemara. So the Magid Mishnah has an ingenious answer. I asked this if the Magid Mishnah was on the Magid Makomos, Rabosai. I hope some of you saw it by now. He gives two answers. The first answer is, look at the Gemara again. Zud the Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir holds what? Chalitzos as posel achim. V'chacham omrim, ein chalitzos katan klum. Says the Magid Mishnah, Rabosai, when it comes to cheresh and chareshes, even Rabbi Meir holds it's ain't a klum. What a charifus. Unbelievable. The reason why it's not the Gemara is not because it achieves more than Chalitza's Katan. It achieves less. Even Rabbi Meir, who holds Chalitza's Katan, passes on the Achim, agrees that Cheresh and Chareshes, it's nothing. Why in heaven's name should a Katan be better than the Cheresh and Chareshes? Explains the Karen Ora, because a Katan is Balich Laldas. Give him a few years. Whereas the cheresh and chareshes, so unless it's a miraculous recovery, are not also the chlal das. Fascinating. That's one answer of the Magid Mishnah. A second answer of the Magid Mishnah is as follows. We don't find anywhere a machlokus when it comes to cheresh on the chareshes. Therefore, we rely on the Tosefta, Rabosai. We rely on the Tosefta. The Tosefta was ready on the last Maramakoma sheets. Take a look. Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Tes. Everyone look at the Tosefta. It's the second answer to the Magid Mishnah. Please turn to the Tosefta. Yud Aleph Tes in our print is on page Chav Zayin. Everyone see it? Page Chav Zayin towards the bottom. Cheresh shenechatz v'charesh shecholza v'choletz mina shota v'chein shota shecholza v'choletz mina katan teitzehi. Ushlosha Osir Dover Ba, the Rameya, Shomer Mishnah Rabbi Akiva, the Chachamim Omrim, Ein Mamzerim B'Yavam. So it means that it's a machlokes, we had this yesterday, right? Rabbi Reese's case, could even be a Mamzerim's case, potentially, according to Rabbi Meir. But you see, Klar, Tate, it means it's absolutely zero. If she really married somebody else, she'll get divorced from her second husband. This is serious stuff, maybe Mamzerim's. You see from here, it's not a chalitza psula. Chalitza psula gives an impression that the rice it's good. Rabbanu made a nisur. No, this sounds like a real reason. So we rely on the Tosefta because the Shas doesn't say anything befeirish. Oh, this is what the Magid Mishnah suggests. The Karen Ora suggests something additional that in the Gemara And Afkuv Beis and Beis is referring to what we call a Bar Kavana. And then we made a Gzera of Chalitza Psula. But a Cherish and a Shota and a Kota, who's not a Bar Kavana, or not capable of the Kavana, but then we say it's absolutely zero, according to Shita HaRamba. There's one more answer I want to share with you before going back to a Oinig Yontif. We have one more Oinig Yontif that is fascinating. But before we get there, Rabosai, I asked you to see the Nemuka Yosef. Let's go back to the Nemuka Yosef, page Kuf. Rabosai, I think this may have been an eritva, which is on the previous Maramakoma sheet. I don't see it on our sheet. When we speak here in our sugi, Rabosai, on Afkuf Hei Amid Beis, we're talking about a Cheresh and Chareshes. We already spoke about it once before. What are we talking about over here? Generally speaking, we discussed this a while ago. Generally speaking, the word Cheresh means what? Deaf and mute. What did the Rishalmi say? We mentioned this earlier this week. What did Rishalmi say? The Rebbe didn't hold that cloud. Because in this particular case of our Mishnah, what kind of cheresh means? Someone who hears and doesn't speak, or speaker doesn't hear. Machlokas Ritvon of Pnei Moshe. Comes along, unbelievable, comes along the Karen Oro, the ingenious terrorist of the Rambam. The Rambam held up the Ritva. That our Sukh is referring to a case where both sides of a cheresh who was medaber ben a shomea or shomea ben a medaber. But when the Rambam paskins, you can look it up again in Hilchos Yibum, Perek Dalid, Halacha Yud Gimel. And those who want to look it up, it's here on page Yud in Eimish Ben Amolim. Ilemes o ilem enel choltzim vim choltzim chalitzosim psula, because they can speak but not hear. The Einan Kecheresh Vechareshes means in the Rambam, doesn't tell you what it means. We know what Cheresh means in all of the Rambam. Neither hears nor speaks. Shechaltzu, Shalo Osu Klum, Vishacheresh or Chareshes Einan B'nei Das. They neither hear nor speak. Obviously, if you can speak, you're a Ben Das. You neither hear nor speak. That's the answer. The Gemara says, talks about Kotan, in contradistinction to Cheresh. Yeah, talking about a cheresh who is medaber ben a shemesh ben a medaber. Rabbi's talking about a cheresh neither him no speaks. Not against any gemaras. So again, so the Magen Mishnah said that when it comes to a cheresh, it's worse than a kotan. That was his first teretz. Second teretz was there's nothing here about a cheresh at all. We were on the Tosefta. Okay, fine. But the Karen Ora says remarkably that the gemara is referring to a cheresh which is medaber ben a shemesh ben a medaber. And the Rambam is referring to a case of Ein Adam and Shomea. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant answer. I'd like now to turn to the Oneg Yontif. Can I do that one more time? Do you all mind getting me on Oneg Yontif? Just to see some of the brilliance of the Oneg Yontif. We already saw some of his brilliance 2 days ago. Yesterday we sort of glossed over the last piece, which I didn't fully explain well, but you'll see it yourself. This isn't Kuf Ayin is evident as a Kuf Ayin Gimel. Kuf Ayin Gimel, he's medayik in the Lashon. What, not on? I'm sorry. Rabbos, I want you to look carefully in the Lashon of the Mishnah. Because our Gedolei Achronim look at every word, and they analyze every single word to glean what they can, literally from every word of the Mishnah. You will notice, if you look carefully, an unusual phrase in the Mishnah itself. Please turn to the Mishnah Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Read it together. What does it say? Come on, just we're reading two lines. Hachereish shenechlatz v'achareshes shecholtza v'choletzes lekotan. That's the text that we have. Some of you have v'hacholetzes lekotan. Are all in the same breath. Chalitzasa Psul. All in the same breath. What is strange about the Lashon of the Mishnah? I'll read it one more time. I'm sorry? Right, what's different about it?
She's not a cut.
In other words, in the first two, it talks about a cheresh shenechlatz, chareshes shecholza, but then it says v'choletzes or v'hacholetzes le'kota. What does that mean? Oh, says the Oneg Yontif. It's again Simon. There's still problems over here. Sorry, it's so long. I thought it was. Vahacholetzos or vicholetzos likoton. He's actually had a gears of minakoton. Indicates Rabbi Osai that it has a shame chalitza, as opposed to cheresh nechlatz or cheresh shecholza, which imply according to the Yontif, it's just a maisa. It did an action. Like the action we had yesterday in the demo. That was not a no halak halak import. It was just an action. We were showing, trying to demonstrate something. Has no halakhic meaning. What he calls there a maisa chalitas mino bialmo. That's a fascinating diuk in the Lashon of the Gemara. What did the Magen Mishnah say? The Magen Mishnah said that a cheresh v'shota, the cheresh v'chareshes rather, even according to Rav Meir, it's nothing. We thought that was quite a stretch. On what basis did he say that? Only God was trying to defend the Magen Mishnah and say, no, the Magen Mishnah is very meduyek in Lashon of the Mishnah. What does it say? This is Mishnah Rav Meir speaking. What did he say? Three phrases in a row. Cheresh shenechlatz, chareshes shecholza, v'choletzes likotan. So choletzes likotan, zu divrei Rav Meir, and Chachamim disagree. Kuf ayin dal. Thank you so much. I'm going to try to find here in Divrei HaMaskil Venira. See how fast I can go down this thing. I don't want to spend too much time. We have time crunch here. Where's Venira? You find Venira Lee. Whoa. Excuse me. Kuf ayin gimel. My mistake. Kuf ayin gimel. How do I get back to Kuf ayin gimel? Can I? Press the minus button? Minus button. Where is the minus button? Oh, there. This is yesterday's. I know it's perfect. Thank you. Let's go find Venera. Who's looking for Venera? You found it? I passed it. Venera. Ramas the Chalitz Cheresh v'Chareshes. A new Russian Tavis. Chetz v'Chetz. Ein klum, the Gemara says, "Who's the Rav Meir? Chama om echlis is cotton klum. Who with the low hiskir elachlis is cotton lo cheresh v'chareshes mechlal. The cheresh v'chareshes have irak chalis a psula. Not that it's ein klum. There is nearly a Rambam solver in tzorch lichol cheresh v'chareshes v'adi cotton. The gam tana the masnisin to solver the chalis is cotton chalitzas a psula. Modu b'cheresh v'chareshes ein klum." V'hachi diek lashon haMishnah. Gabe cheresh katani shenechatz. Chareshes shecholza. Gabe katan katani choletzes min hakatan. V'hu. Mishum da'al chalitzes katan. Yesh shem chalitzes mitzvah lifso l'chol hapochas. Mashenkin chalitzes chareshes. Ein azeh shum chalitzes mitzvah klal. Ela chalitzes min habialmo. Ulahachi lo hiske rav cheresh v'chareshes. The gam tana the masnisin mo debahu ten chalitzos m'klum. That's exactly what the Magen Mishnah said, and the Gra brought it right from the Tosefta. That's the second tart of the Magen Mishnah. Fascinating. That's Raya number one. Wants to bring a right from the Gemara itself. He's only God. Was a genius. Ordinarily, Miguf Hasugi the Yavamas Yeshlochia Kashidas Aram. Ram is a Ramba. The Chesh Vecharesh Shacholz Chalitzosan Eino Klum. Vigora Meile Velemis. The Kama Rova Hashta the Yamrit Kriya Ma'akva. You saw the Gemara. The Fichav Eilem Velemis Shacholz Chalitzosan Psula. My Alfusa the Eilem Mecheresh. What do you mean? Now, right? That we know that Kriya is Ma'akva. So Eilem Velemis is possible. What are you deriving from Cheresh for? Tarvayo Chadin is lo. Vayno hach. The Tarvayo Psulim Shum She'en Yichol Ledaber. So what's Rebbe saying? No, we know. Of course, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Tayno hach. Hayno Cheresh, Hayno Eilem. Upshina din Kriya Ma'akev. Chalitas Eilem Posul. So it's obvious. No different than Cheresh. We say Yotzala Rambam, Leforesh HaSugya. After I mean in the town Cheresh, Shum Shum Kriya. Look at this now. Mikomakom, this is a genius, a struggle genius. Lav mishum she'eino yochol ledaber l'chud psula. Chalitzos. El lefi she'ein lo das. This is a genius now coming up. V'lo mishum das te'ikar ha'chalitza. To mishum ze'lo avi paslinan. Cheresh v'cheresh. It's k'moshchot ze'v Ramban. Yesterday's Ramban, we read together in Shir. The kavonas chalitza v'kavona kala. Lo tia v'chalitza zu. Below Bishas Maisa Mamish. Rabosai, Oni Gunther was an amateur psychologist. I think it's such a true thing he's saying. If a person is given unlimited time to think about something, even if his capacity is limited, he can think about it and come to a certain, you know, and figure things out. What's much more difficult to do? To think on your feet, to think on the spot. Right now, I have to think about this. That, if you don't have, you know, a higher level of intelligence, you can't do. V'cheresh yesh lo kavana kazu. Ela mishum v'be'inan kriya v'chalitza. Sheyikru hayavam v'yavama sheyikru hayavam sheynechofas l'kachta. Chene yavama u'be'inan sheyichavnu inyan kriyasam v'yavinu inyan ha'kriya. Ma'im omen v'mizah says v'seh l'chalitza. V'kavana zuhi Kavona shebishas maisa mamish. Uvemini de boy kavona bishas maisa mamish. Ein lecherish vichareshes das. Vlo mahani kavonosom. Ulochi chalitas chesh vichareshes. And then klum. Visha ein lahem das likros. Vein kavonosom moel. Uvemini de boy kavona bishas maisa. Ukriya boy kavona bishas kriyas mamish. Vlo domin de kavonas chalitza atzma. Shein tzor l'chavim b'shas maisa el leida shem b'chalitza zun efteres v'menu. Ava kriya boy kavona b'shas maisa. Oh. Says on the yontif. V'ha mil sa pshita l'rav yana. U'l'rova de mastisin z'sova en chalitza s'cheresh v'charesh es klum. En atav ishim kavona sa chalitza. De b'chalitza s'agi v'kavona kala. Ela mishim v'kavona sa kriya. V'shapri yolif rova hashta diyamit kriya ma'akva. Ilein v'alem eshachol tzuchalitza osam psula shum she'enan ruin l'kriya v'kilu l'rova psulilein v'alem es misul cheresh v'chareshes v'cheresh v'chareshes ein lehem das l'hovin inyan ha'kriya v'ilein v'alem eshachol l'hovin inyan ha'kriya sh'meivin she'en arotza l'kachta v'cheini mivina k'mo kein ala she'enan yechol l'dabba b'peh v'loch yaf t'karmina d'mastisim t'v'cheresh v'chareshes v'loch v'chalitza klal. We should ikav akriya. Alav ilim ve'lemes shuriyin k'tzas lahavin akriya. Havichalitza psula. Vasa shape yalfusa di ilim ve'lemes mi'cheresh v'chareshes shavikav akriya. It's a brilliant shot in the Gemara. V'habet nore e. Ooh, interesting phrase. Shavipereg vav. It's a type of nukhas chalitza. Kotzav Rambam zal. Kein behedja. This is a phrase which we never understood until now. Tana v'chareshes shemis yabnos. Das likros. Remember we saw that phrase? We wonder what that means. What does it mean? Atam shein them das. Because of das likros. That's what we just explained. Then in Perek Dalid, because of becharesh becharesh. Shein them das. Haino nami likros alahavin. Osi shaper kol hasugi al machona. V'am divi aram damzal miyushavin. The Masha Apostle, the Rambam Mechir Shvich HaRash Mishim Das, Haimu Nami, Eilam Das, Likros. The Gam B'Shas, the Kama She'en and Ruhi and the Kriya, Haimu, She'en Lam Das, the Kriya. V'chad Milsu, the Kavana B'Shas, Maisa, Eina Ma'akeves, the Bidin Kriya, Ka'asya, the Kriya, Eina Ma'akeves, Eina, the Roar of the Kriya. Aber Kavana K'sas, and the Leder Shev HaChalitza, Nefteres Ma'akev, Shev P'sul B'Guf HaChalitza, and Lo Kiven Hai Kavana K'sas. Meridin. Shuli Ramban said, Rav didn't say Shum Kavana Bechalitza Sagi Bechavana Kala. Even though Rav himself holds that by Ktana Shena Choletzes Atchid Hagi Elonis Anadorim. So the boy Rav Shi Elonis Anadorim who Lava Shum Kavana Tika Achalitza Hu and Shum Kavana the Kriyo. The Lota Yigi Elonis Anadorim Enlem Das Likros of the Hobbit who Kriya Ma'akra Ben and Ruyin. Ava Shavika Chalitza Bode the Rav Sagi Bechavana Kala Yonis Aputos. As the Ramban says, amazing, amazing. This is the Yisod of, oh, you got it, this is brilliant. He has a noob shot in the whole sugya, a noob shot in the Ramban. Yes, it's an Indian of Korea, in the Kavana. Hai noach, in Kavana, Rabosai, Likros. Amazing shot. I find it to be an amazing, amazing shot. Amazing shot, Meridikim shot. Ah, fantastic. Fantastic. This being the case, Rabosai, let's understand the various onos we're talking about. Onos hapu'utos is what some say anywhere between 6 and 10 years old. Onos nedarim is a year before Bar Bat Mitzvah. You know, that's called Mufla Samach Leish. Take a look, we're not going to read the entire Onigat, but there are a few more things. Oh. Ein lahakjus lefizeh. Tiksha krishna tosis. A might or a crow, the ish, the mood, the chalitza's cotton, typically the kriya makemas for cotton, no das, the gross of the hoven, zeno. Why? To be gia, leonas, the dorim, shapi, yesh, no das. The hochi, it's just crow, the ish, the tifsel, chalitza, so she had got a mamish. Not in his 13th year. It's as a kash in the ramba. Tam, the cotton, shen, no colets, with nation, no das. Right. With chesh, with shote, etc., etc., etc. And the Gemara says, no, we just saw the Gemara. Ish ksiva parasha. Kekot ziva rambam me'atzma perek av alochi yudches. V'teima shlom dhul ma'forashim azeh. Shabatzma kosov. Shekot ne'nechol etzatshe. Yigdom ha'shim tiksiv ish. And so to ktana. Right? Rakshin ish adi ish. U'psul ish. P'sul das trey mili ninu. Steer in the Rambam. Rebbeinu shel olam. Steer in the Rambam. What's going on over here? What is it? Steer in the Rambam. Steven the Rambam, what do you do with this? What a great kasha. By the kasha the Rambam, the Makosav Gabe, Kotten Psul Das, Kevin the Shas and Mishamish, and he wrote both. He also wrote Ish. The Mashka Safti, Osi Shapir. The Bavale Gabe Kotten Yesh Psul Das. Lucky the Paragvav Shakilo called Hamdi Misyabos, Velo called Soso Kilo Kotten Badi Cherish Vishota, Kosavatam Shena Bene Das, Shutam Al Kula. Umayri Rabosai, below Higia, the Onus Nadarim, who postal the fish and a bendas, of a perak aleph, Shekosav Gabe Kota, Uktana, Shenan Choltsin, Achi Yigdalu, Vyibduku, Imevius, a Cyrus, that's the next thing we're going to get to later, Blomahani Onus Nadarim, Elegodal Mamish, Kosav Shamatam, Shenanishvisha, Meridik, Meridik. Fascinating teretz to Shita Saramba. Fascinating teretz to Shita Saramba. Wow. Wow. Fascinating. Ah, Meridik. So he says. So when you put them together with Cheshvich HaReshes, he says, Das. When it says Das, doesn't mean Etzem HaChalitza. Kavanas Kriya. If I caught me, he said, Ain't no Das Lachlos. The Gabbai Cheresh to Tana Hosef Lomar, Shein Bem Das Likros Ulahovin, Mishum. The Gabbai Kot, very important. Sheyovin Inyan Akriya, Sheyoma Shein Achoves Lekafta, Vichavin Shein Achoves Ba, Vakotun Ein Lo Das Lekavon Azu. In other words, because the Kotun is the one who's releasing her. We spoke about this yesterday before. Abba Biktana, the Labas Burdido Talia Milsa, Li Potter, she's not doing it, he's doing it. Ben Atali B'daitan Midi, Rashi tzricha loma lechaven shu ein erotza lekachta. Was that cost of the beer yoser? She'ein lo das nikos alahavin. Hadvarm shi omeres lo mahani data vekavanasa mazav shalom bein and ritzona. Amazing. Again, we said before, he's doing it. She is not so much doing it. Afal pikein is a problem, and therefore he says that he emphasizes the kavanas kriya when it comes to her more than when it comes to him. So suggests the onig yantif. Wow. Wow. This is all a chiddush gadol. Oh. Now, if we go a little bit further. Oh. Here's the bottom line. Umeata. Ach, we should be rare, no, that's a ramba. Sucha resh tuktanish apostle. Mushum she'en lem das kriya, Epshalom avadak adivri ha-marit. Who's the marit? She'kavonas ikir chalitza be'kavona koldu husagi. Even a koldu is enough. In Metzias. I kriya, you require kavona v'shas maisa. Im ken ha-pesi. That's what we're talking about. The dumbo hararit. Nay, lo binin kavona malia bika chalitza mikomakom habakriya binin kavona malia b'shas maisa va pesi ena yochel lechavin kavona gemur b'shas maisa. As the marit says, hoda havel edine kecherish zeno. The cave and that, look at this charifus here. The cave and that kriya kaimel and they ain't a market. Lo binin elashe royal the kriya, the color royal the kriya and kriya makemisbo. Okay, who didn't come on us for kriya? Okay, dark the cherish for cheresh the ketana. Shein lem das kemur da fili b'dava shein rowin shonu rowin the misbrew libesavir nami lo mahani daite kedisa b'chol hashas cheresh of the bekot neim b'nei da deya blo mefalgina and beinim anu yodim shemei ben adava al burio olo the b'chol gavni lo mahani daite as we said explain elsewhere blo masra torah ledata ki hai dine mekach u'mekach ogin v'kidushin v'shar mitzvahs. Lachi, came in the kavana ki hai b'shas maisa ein lo mikri ein aroa l'kriya. Avala pesi, shabi amarit, shadina ki pikech l'chol dover, de bimini de mizbor le v'sover mahani kavanaso. It's not a psul gavra, if you will. Umach shafto, b'masha mechashev mikri roa l'kriya, to mahani kriyosa v'kavanaso. Av she'enon yichom lahavino, shi'icham an adroa b'shas maisa, ein de mikri ein aroa l'kriya, to roa l'kriya, so the chashev. Do your day in Yoni Olam, go on Liktos for Limkor, if you the honey, you hainu yichol, the hazel or zeh, shan bevach shem yimeno the chavim shas maisa yichol, lacho, umach shafto yim oeles, rak shakosh el havino las biro, vishem zeh, lo mikri eino roar the kriya, to ulai odom ache yazbe lo yosav yom and eite, there's someone in the world who can get to him, who can explain it to him, and ka kriya lo makva, the binan she roar the cross, but pesi roar the kriya the kavona, the mani kavanos, the mashi odeya. Not like cheresh for chereshes, mikri ain't a roar the kriya, the chereshes, ain't machshav to moel, the af for mashi odeya al burio. Mashi gana pesi, the machshav to moel, it's mashi odeya, mikri roar the kriya. Whoa, maybe this is an unbelievable, halacha lemaisa, a fantastic onig yontif. Baruch Hashem. Okay, Rabosai. We now turn off the onig yontif, Rabosai. I'd like to show you a base halevi. Can we get that? I hope so. Yeah.
Who said that what she's doing doesn't move me to this level of das? I mean, chalitza is the one thing that the woman is the proactive.
No, she is doing the action, but the chalos, if I use that expression, as you saw on the yontif, is he's doing it. I said all matters of marriage and divorce and their quasi doesn't have not a parilah based on lady. I'm not makab. I'm not makab.
Check it, yeah.
Based on lady. Oh my goodness. I'm meich on the cover of the rubber brisk. Not believable. Oh well? Get the new one from the wire. Get the new one. I'm moich on the cover of the base already. I'm going to agree. Really upset. Beis HaLevi. You know what Beis HaLevi was? Apart from his own godless, is the progenitor of the entire Brisker dynasty, that to this day is considered among the most the foremost families in the rabbinical Jewish rabbinical world. How can that be? How's it possible? Impossible. Should be impossible anyway.
Why don't you have a Zohar on?
You have two. You want to give me your extra one? I'll put it in shul. I'm not going to. I don't understand it.
Harish Mesifus from Midrash is like unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay. So you're on a higher level than me. I can't. I can't. There's a lady. Still no Beis HaLevi. Yeah. Go the other way.
Or either.
Yeah.
Isn't a ton of left in Yiva?
Yes.
So don't we have? Isn't there a kol Yiva?
Good question. It doesn't apply in all cases. There's certain exceptions to that rule. Beis HaLevi. The old print. Okay, we'll take it. Chelek Gimel. Chelek Gimel. That's three Chalakim, no? Yeah. Aleph, Beis, and Gimel.
Wait, what is it there?
Did
you say what Chelek is?
How do you get Chelek Gimel?
Let's just take a look.
What are you doing?
Like, you'll see what it says on top, whether we're Chelek or it's Chelek Gimel. Yes, that's not enough.
Oh, no, I'm not sure. That may be Chelek Gimel.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe Chelek Gimel.
You know, like what's in the
rest of I want Simon Gill. Simon Bays. Go back. Yeah, right there. Simon Bays. Yeah, Cherish. Look at that. You got it. 2 minutes. Oh, maybe we did. Okay. Back to your question. The only guy that we read together in Shia today said that he is doing it, not she. Which means, when it comes to these marriage, divorce, all done by him. And if it's true when it comes to marriage, he puts the ring on her finger. It's true. What will happen? And physically, she can put the ring on his finger. By Adam Choshev, he's done the sugars in the Kedushin, and Ramana Gemara's in Kedushin. Who on Kedushin? No one on Kedushin. They've done that. The kids and immigrants, there can be cases where, but he is creating the chalos. So it comes to Yichalitzas, even though she's pulling his shoe off his foot, he's creating the chalos. Let's discuss the Rambam sheet over here. He quotes Agamar. Mamash starts with Agamar. Hinei a Rambam kosav the Perek Arbo. What? A strange thing. Perek Dal. Perek Arbo. After Perek Revi, no? Perek Arbo. It's a new phrase. Hichos Yivim. The Kriya lo ma'akev. Shechol medaber. Shuril nikros. I will eat them on your lemes. And choltzim. And choltzim. And choltzim. Psula. And in kicheresh v'chareshes. Shechol. Tushlo asu klum. Fishacheresh v'chareshes. And in b'nei das. End quote. Pirish. The fichach ilen posel the cherish and a posel. I be magad mishnah. Rabban and Rashba cholku alav. Kosu the. Can you read in the back? Is it big enough? For kosu the gam cherish posel kamo ilen. For yosem mivua mechidish erasha. Agamara with the kama Shmuel. He has the gears of Shmuel. It's going to be very important for his whole analysis. Shmuel. Remember we saw on the side. First gears of Shmuel. Abel chachamim omrim. Ein chalitzes katan klum. Hamuchach, the Chachamim lo pliga rameir, rak bekotin l'chuda. The Imloke, l'havel l'shmuel l'farosh bekotin l'hedja, havel l'nama estama. Chachamim omrim, ein chalitzes katan klum. Ein chalitzes son klum, rather. V'havi koyal kolomim b'mishnah. Ayin b'magid mishnah, mashe dochak l'yashev. Hakusha l'arambam, v'svir l'shmuel b'ram. Svir le Shmuel, the hard it's not be mishnah chalitzos and psula, umash with the poseles, lo koi rak al cotton the chuda, umishim hachi lo hiske bedvar ba cotton ba bari docha, lo chisul ha ve mal docha baze, to the chora nira have a better terms, to be a rambam or yeshavim kip shitus, for rambam rashbo shneim azet kan l'shitas sayur. You know, if you read this straight, you know, what's he talking about? What's he saying? Let's go slow. Go slow. The Zevadai, the Lo Nema, Machlokas, the Rameh, the Rabbanon, Rak bekadam lechuda. Where do you find it? Yivav is tzad yivav. Aval becheresh lo hiniska klal sheyif lechubav. Om nam hachazina, the Mishnah, kilo lecheresh nechatz vecheresh lechotza bekadam lechadam bava. It's all one thing. V'tani al kulam chalitzas v'psula. U'bevada im buchrach, mea Mishnah, techad dina lehu, below shem hevdol klal. He's assuming against what we saw earlier, Terutzim, they're right, the Mishnah proves their both sides that they're absolutely identical. They're absolutely identical. Good. V'im kein, ha'bereish perikol aget. Koma Shmuel, remember Shmuel? Remember the name Shmuel? Remember the name? The Gersa of the Sod, we have the Gersa, what's our Gersa? Again, I want to emphasize this again, it's very important. Let's see the Gersa of Osai, before we get that, just the Gersa. Our Gersa is what? Omarav Yehuda, Omarav. Aleph, on the side, Tarsa says Shmuel. He's going to say that Shmuel is Lushi Tosa. Watch this now. Look at this, it's an incredible genius on the part of the Beis Halevi. When we finish the Beis Halevi, we're going to stop and talk about Yom HaTzvot. I promise to talk about that. We just want to finish the Beis Halevi first, and then we'll talk about other matters. Look over here. Rabbi said, look over here. Look carefully. Oh. Look carefully. Omar Shmuel, kol mokom she'amu chalitza psula, psula posela salachim. And my Rabbi Mishmedi Rabbi Lezer Katani, Cotton van Palya, Psula, van Poselas. Ein Shem Betoises Cotton, Hikshu Mai Polik Shmuel, Rabbi Lezer Bekotten, Replukta Rabbi Mev Rabbana. Vetirzu, the Plukta, the Perusha Shalom Mishnah Katani. I'll ask this on the Mara Makomas or Mosai, take a quick look. Toises Tzadi Vav Oman Aleph, Rebbe. Give a look. Everyone turn back 10 pages. Tzadi Vav Oman Aleph. Please look. It's very, very important. Please look. Take a look. The mayor of my also Khalil's Ventes, etc. Look carefully. Look carefully. Behold, I'm skimming the first 10 lines. Behold, the Pligi Shmuel of Rabbi Lazar in Gitnaf Chavdalit. You'd expect it's Machog to Mesach the Yavam. It's only a Gitn. Strange thing. The Shmuel Chalitas Kotten Psula Poseles. Rabbi Lazar ain't a Poseles, says Tosvis. Leko lemeimar daliba de rabbanan pligi. V'sava shmuel de rabbanan poselas betchila. Rabbi Loza sava da filim betchila lo posla. Can't be. Da kochu mo de shmuel de rabbanan ein lo chalitza klal. Based on our Gemara kufayim and base. Amas nisin de choletes min akotan chalitza tzul. Amas shmuel. We're going to start, hey. Agir says Rav. Yeah. So de rabmeir. And he's assuming that cotton and cheresh are identical, as the Beis Halevi said. Why? And again, he's assuming that cheresh and cotton are identical. So what are they fighting about? Amazing pshat. I would never have dreamt this in a million years. Don't fight with Shmuel Rabbi Lazar. It's what? According to whom does our Mishnah go? And it's not posel. An amazing pshat. I would have never seen such a thing. Back over here. Vim Kane says the Beis Halevi. L'shmuel the mashmalei psula posel asuk Rabbi Meir. Vim Kane a muchrach. Mea Mishnah. Typo, one word. Muchrach mea Mishnah. The gam cheresh posel. Fala ulamatsinu sheyachlugu rabbona rabmeir rak bekotel nechuda. Umeichitesa nechadesh plukta meatzmenu. Umuchot becheresh lechuli alma posel. Umeshumach ishmur leshitoso. Omar. Avachachomim omrim ein chalitzas kodan klum. Veshabrochichu mizeh rabban v'rashbo the cheresh posel lechuli alma. Gewaldik. True. Abol Rabbi Lazar, Hare Ad Rabba, Mukrach Mehepach Mamish. Why? Kevan Dehu Mokim Amish the Kerabbana. V'kavonas ha-mishnu psula. V'eino poseles kalam tu, Rebosa. Psula. V'eino poseles im kain. Hard the bavur the head of a mishnah the gam cheresh ain't no posel. Very low matzilin a mesh a cholik rabban a rak b'katan le rabban on hamuchuk me a mishnah the tzvilu ain't no posel. We know lo loma asher meir cholik aleim b'cheresh. Ubevare torach loma the b'cheresh l'chuli alma ain't no posel. Al kol ponen the rabban on ovare b'chol the tzvilu kein. Uposik a rambam k'rabalazar. You probably never knew that. I'm a pasuk of a lazar. Why? The time of Bazaar, the pasuk loka Shmuel, Shmuel usually wins. Yes, Shlomo to have Iker Badaba Tot Bechalit. Tari Iker Adaba Bechalit, Absulim and Atora Tia Posel, Mia Allah Achim. Hare Rak Medirabonon, the Minatora came in the Psula, he ain't a clum. And Lipsil Rak the Rabbonon, the Shmuel, the Rabbonon, Posuk of Kerbalos. The Makil! Regambian Palia, Posuk of Rambam, Halacha Yutches. Kirab Elazar, they no posel. I should be magad mishta. Shevish arash with posel, and palya, a sack, is posel. This is for the shmuel. Mishamachi kamkein, kosa becheresh, the posel gishmuel. Who tirits nachon ubarer, the azel is shita sight. This is the base of Levi, and it's most brilliant. The machlokas had a paskin, shmuel or abalazar, the rashma pas like shmuel, therefore he holds that a cheresh, it's also posel. And the Rambam Pasuk, the Rabbi Elazar, but on Palya, so you're also Mecheresh, it is not possible. You have to look at this a few more times to figure out the full depth, Rabbi Elazar, what the Beis HaLevi says. One more small point in the Beis HaLevi, then we're going to stop. Just this little letter. Os Beis. How little is this? We'll see soon. O Kotev HaMagad Mishnah, Shehikshu al Rambam, Madem Messiahim, the Elam Eno Kecheresh, Fisha Cheresh Eno Ben Das, so the Gemara maskinon, the tam shel cheresh eino mishum chistor and das, rak mishum de eino ba'oma v'imra. Paloma robo, hashna di armat kriya ma'keves, ilen v'ilema shechol tzachal yitzasam psula. Im ken cheresh sorach lios dino ki ilen, kei v'dechad tamlu. For chazina de robo lamad ilen v'cheresh. Remember we saw this kasha before? We saw the brilliance of the Oneg Yontif. Equally matching brilliance in a completely different direction. By the Halig of Meshlev, they were contemporaries. I believe that I think, if you look up their bios, they both lived in the 19th century. I think they were contemporaries. Without a connection? Yeah, I don't know. Vanira Bard Lo Bohara, this is amazing pshat in Beis HaLev. Lo Boharambam Kanash Minon Dino Vigamatam Shupsul the Cherish Mishum Delo Ben Dehu. No, not at all. Such a brilliant answer. My Rebbe would say it's a brisker answer insofar as it's where the Rambam put it that's so significant. Darei ba'alocha zu arei b'psul chisar and kriya v'lo arei klab b'psul chisar and das v'lo havel l'kos v'kan ba'alocha zu v'gam ha'Rambam mode the mishim chisar and das ein l'poslo v'kamosh esbir v'atoysus kem in the bezim v'lam d'noso b'akavonu rak bolitein tam l'dvarov. Madua Elaim Posel Vecheresh Eino Posel. He's not discussing now why it's no good. Fakert, he wants to know why Cheresh is accomplishes something in the negative and Cheresh is absolutely zero. Fellow Shneim Psulim Mitam Echad. Humishum the Cheresh. He gives the answer. Humishum the Cheresh Labar Dasu Pirish. Dama the Chalitza Psula Poseles Hurak Takanta de Rabbanim. The came in the Becheresh Yeshlo old Chisor and Acher Begufo. Dena Bardas Meatzmo. Mishum Hochilo Tiknulu Rabbanan Sheyifsol. Wow. Umikomakom, Yendina Doraisa, and Mokom Lechalik Ben Cheresh Leilein. Kavon the Cheresh Gamkein Bar Kavonahu. Shebez the Melatanoso. The Shaper Lomad Rav Elam the Postle Medoraisa Mecheresh. Absolutely brilliant that the Rambam didn't say not a ben das in order to make it no good. Fakert, that's no good with the rice, it's all the same. He's saying that it's that a cheresh is not a ben das to show why it's absolutely zero. It's not even a chalitza psula, which an elam is. And he's going to add one final rabosai, One final brilliant point, and we're going to stop this discussion. Why did the Mishnah say Elaine? Rak Zenicha Lishmuel. Fimashikasu Atosis begin. The Mashmalay the Lashna Mishnah. The Possel Uposel Nokta Mishnah. Revusa Cheresh Lashminam. The Gam Uposel. Vilutani Elaine. Hoyasaka died of the Cheresh and Uposel Gamke. Meredith. So, according to Shmuel, the reason it said Cheresh is to tell you that even Cheresh is Posel. Gets the Rambam. Rabbi Lazar shakolik al Shmuel umokim la mishnah kerabbanan the perush apostle vein apostle gamkein ubakocha choyel lo Rabbi Lazar ezo chacha umashmos loshen the mishnah the daitel gamkein nicha the nokta mishnah cheresh dafka why the who eino posel gamkein tzvaker it's a chiddush v'shaper kilo a mishnah cheresh b'chadba b'makoton. Shadomim Zelazer, the Rabbanon, low puzzle. Vlonok the Elaine, then a domo the cotton. The who posel. Vamishna nok the Rakhani, the ain't posting cloud. Vyem Shaloma Zel Gufa Tamash Rabbalaza Shokhiach the Mishnah, who Kirabonon. Dick Rabbi Meir, Havel the Mister Rabusiosa Elaine. The Jose, Ramazo, Rambam, Behemshik Lashono, Shakosa, the Elaine posel. Benadoma the Cheresh in the Bardas. Rama Postig Rabbi Lazar. The Mukhar with the Nokar Amish, the Cheresh will knock on Elaim, the Cheresh and the Postal of Elaim Postal. This is brilliant. If you need to want to chazer it, this is all from the Beis Halel. The Neder and Mitzvah Shem, Rabbi Osai, will discuss the rest of this in Yonah starting on Sunday. Sunday Shia at a regular time. Saturday B'Shmaya. Now focus our attention on the fact that today is the observance of Yom Ha'atzmaus. It's an observance. I didn't say it is, but that's a machlokes. That's a machlokes in the observance too. I read Rabbi Reese's letter. Apparently, in this space, Medrash, in our building, I'm talking about Rav Shechta. They said Tachlin this morning. Is anybody there?
They
skipped Tachlin here in the base Medrash?
I believe so.
Wow. Aggressive. That wasn't the impression I saw from Rabbi Reese's letter. Rabbi Reese in his letter wrote, did you see this letter? Did he send it out to all the students?
No.
No? Oh. He didn't get it on a, what do you call it, a stud? He didn't get it? Okay. But briefly, this is not the main point for today's shiur. Briefly, Hey Ear came out on 4 days of the year. Like all other days, this, you know. Lo Bedu Pesach. Pesach cannot be Monday or Wednesday or Friday. Easy to remember that. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Hey Ear is the same day of the week as the seventh day of Pesach. As a matter of fact, I'm not saying it's Torah's Lakshan, but you ever have At Bashgar Dak Hatz Vap?
Yeah, it's the different
holidays. Let's review it briefly. Aleph Tov is Tisha B'Av. Same day of the week always as Pesach. Mishabbos is here, Nidchat the Sun. Bash is Shavuos. Shavuos is going to be Sunday, right? That's obvious. It's the 50th day, huh? Gar is Rosh Hashanah, Reish. Rosh Hashanah is always the third day. The third day of Pesach is Monday. Shouldn't be on Monday. Dak stands for Kriyas HaTorah. Simchas Torah, which is the same day as the second day of Rosh Hashanah. It's going to be on Wednesday this year. Hatz is Tzom. Tzom is Tzom Kippur. So it's the fifth day of Pesach. It's going to be, what did you say? Simchas Torah is going to be Tuesday, and Yom Kippur is going to be Wednesday. Fifth day, right? Shabbos on Monday and Wednesday. Vap, what's Vap? Purim of the previous Purim. Previous Purim, right? The Pesach was Shabbos. The sixth day of Pesach was Thursday. So Vap is Purim. So if you walk, that's where it stopped. Okay, so if you go further, not Bash, the next two letters are Zayin and Ayin. What is Ayin, Rabbi Osai? Atzmaut. It works. I kid you not. It works. Zayin, Ayin. Okay? You won't find this in the classical Sforum, which were preceded 1948 by definition. I'm not sure you'll see it in the modern Sforum either, but that's what I was as a kid growing up. They Mechadish, a new Chiddush. Zah. Okay? So this, yeah, so it's on Friday. Okay, so Pesach is on Shabbos, it's on Friday. If Pesach is on Sunday, which can happen, you know, it's a rare occurrence, but it does happen. Yom HaTzmaut is on Shabbos, the seventh day. If Pesach is on Tuesday, a very common occurrence, Yom HaTzmaut is on Monday. If Pesach is on Thursday, Yom HaTzmaut is on Wednesday. Fine, so it can come out on, let's chazer again, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Shabbos. Those are the only 4 days that can come out of the week. Hey, fine. Traditionally, from the get-go, the Chachmei Yisrael of Eretz Yisrael were afraid of Chilul Shabbos. And therefore, if it fall out either on Shabbos or on Friday, they pushed it back to Thursday to avoid Chilul Shabbos. And it's been accepted, generally speaking, that that's the date of the observance, although Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal was opposed to that. He was the real Tzionim were opposed to that. They out Tzioni the Rabbanus HaRoshes, and they asked to be Hey B'dafka, and therefore he used to keep it on Shabbos or on Friday, and Rav Shech the Shlitel and Mechaim Chaim is of the same mind, doesn't change it no matter what. But the general consensus has been for the last 64 years, 63 years, as many times as it came out on Friday and Shabbos, I'm sure as many, many times came out Friday or Shabbos. If you want to go on a computer and figure out in a minute how many times in the last 63 years it came out Friday or Shabbos, and move it to Thursday. Yes?
I don't get the whole point why it needs to be machlokes. If the whole thing's just the Rabbanan, it's just a... They
certainly can. The question is, and they are doing that. That's exactly what they're doing. Chief Rabbi is doing it, and Rabbi Shekel is doing it then. They're doing it exactly as you said.
Why
argue? Because neither one agrees with the other. That's why. One agrees, I have no problem. Anyway, I have to tell you that my shul, when I came to the shul, there were fights about Yom HaTzmaut. The minute was to say Hallel, without a bracha, right after Chazor HaShat, there were those who actually walked out. Yeah, we have an interesting shul, Baruch Hashem. So my Rebbe was anyway opposed to saying Hallel at that point in time. He said you say Hallel after the davening is over. So I said to the Balabat, I'm not changing any minhag. I don't consider it's just a significant change. From now on, we're saying it after the davening is over. This way, it was. The guy walked out, he had to leave. I had to leave. That is over. Otherwise, he missed Kriyas HaTorah, he missed Kadesh, he had to leave. So, that way, I did it for my reason, following my Rebbe. And then it also increased the Darkei Shalom and Shul. Fine. It was Friday or Shabbos, we moved to Thursday. Who can complain, Rabbi Osai? Missing out on a longer Tachlon, I mean, no one complains about that. However, if Pesach was Tuesday, a very common occurrence. Yom HaTzmaut was Monday, so it was always Monday. For the first 50-something years, it was Monday, and it was a very common occurrence. All of a sudden, they can put a new one, Chief Rabbinate. If it falls on a Monday, they're going to make it Tuesday. What are you kidding me? Tuesday? Why Tuesday? This is their cheshbon. They mean the Shem Shemayim completely. The day before, it's called Yom HaZikaron. Very solemn day. We had, I think for the first time in the history of our yeshiva, we had a moment of silence. Yesterday. I don't think it ever happened. You've been in yeshiva a long time. Ever happened before? I don't think it ever happened before. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a big deal. Moment of silence. I never had it here in our yeshiva to my knowledge. I hadn't decided. And once they decided, you have to observe it. Not to observe it is wrong. Unfortunately, in Eretz Yisrael, certain aspects of society, they didn't grant, they don't want to facilitate. They're walking right past during the moment of silence in the streets. I think it's not right. Let's see what people might call a Chilul Hashem. Just imagine someone there who lost a relative in one of the wars, and you're walking right past, as if you don't care. You don't care. Of course you care. Just that you don't like this observance that comes from the Goyim, whatever. You have to know, put things in perspective. So once they had it here, we had to stand up, stand there. How long was that moment of silence?
2 minutes.
It's 2 minutes. One thing. I thought it was one. It's supposed to be 1 minute. Also,
Israel.
Okay, so 2 minutes. Okay, good. Anyway, so because of that, so the Yom HaZikaron has the night before observance of Yom HaZikaron. That was being done the night before. But that's the Motzei Shabbos. It's going to lead to Chilul Shabbos. Come on. I mean, give me a break. It's a solemn Zikaron. It doesn't have to be done on Shabbos. But I'm not questioning the validity of the reasoning of this, of the chief rabbis of Israel. But why should that affect us? So therefore, my shul, that's where we parted company with the chief rabbi. This, it's still Monday. Of course, my balabata love that psak, because it's Monday, not Tuesday. Right. But according to the chief rabbi, the only time that you ever observe Heir is when it's on Wednesday. One out of the four occurrences. That's correct. Nah, that's a psak. It's wild. I think it's your mom is making a letzanas out of it almost. Anyway, in my shul, it's two out of four, and the truth is the two out of four is the majority of the time, because the Sunday Pesach is not, you just look at the calendar buffs. The other three are basically the same, and the Sunday is about half, if you look at over a 1,000-year calendar. So therefore, I guess we see 4 out of 7 years on average we keep it on Heir, as opposed to the chief rabbi, it's only 2 out of 7 approximately, 1 out of 4. Okay, I'm just giving you some general approximate statistics. Okay. But let's now, after this preliminary discussion, get to the heart of the issue. What is the halacha with respect to Yom HaTzimut? So last we spoke a long time about Halal Yom HaTzimut. Rabbi Avadia is a long tshuva in which he passes, you should not say Halal on Yom HaTzimut, even though all signs point to the fact that you should. Why should you? Mefurish Gemara Masechta Megillah Daf Yudal Amidah. The Gemara says that we should really say Halal on Purim. Why? Limavas l'chayim lo kol shkein. Those who know what happened in 1948, it's a mind-boggling event. Absolutely, historically mind-boggling event. There were Arab forces on all sides of us. We had a ragtag army, a bunch of chevra, put together a few rifles and a mamish. It was literally a no contest by any normal stretch of the imagination. Nothing. Kadosh Baruch Hu b'tuvo b'chazda v'gadol enabled Am Yisrael to survive. I want to tell you one story, which I like to tell. I was a Talmud in Keren B'Yavne. On Rosh Hashanah, we went up to the roof for Tashlich. Can't do that anymore. Since all the industry and the refineries in Ashdod, there's too much smog. It's impossible to see it. You can't see it. If they tell you, they're lying if they say they see it. And I saw it clearly. It was before the refineries started. It was absolutely clear view of the Mediterranean from the roof of Yeshiva's Caribbean on Rosh Hashanah. But I saw something else there as well. I saw nails and I saw wires. And I asked, what in the world are these nails and wires doing on the roof of Yeshiva's Keren B'Yavne? I was completely dumbfounded. What is this doing here? And they told me the following story. In 1948, Keren B'Yavne didn't exist. The building was built by Talmidei Rav Kook to realize his prophetic vision of a Chidush HaYeshiva B'Yavne. And they built this huge building, but with no Talmidei. Not the first or last yeshiva, the used building no Talmidim. In the interim, in 1942, Kibbutz Yavne settled on the land adjacent to the yeshiva. How do I know what year? Because when I was there, 1967, there was a big 25th anniversary, Kol Echai, and big cafe and big letters. Oh. Okay. They received permission to use this building as a machsan. Hazmona Lav Milsa, even if it was designated to be a yeshiva, it never was used. It was a machsan. They stored their stuff there. Okay. Comes 1948, and the Arabs are all over the place. And the Haganah, I'm not sure when it changed its name from the Haganah, which is the unofficial army, to Tzva Haganah Yisrael, Maybe it happened on a year. I don't know when they made the official change. On that very day, they did? Okay. They had to make a very tough decision. Where do we draw the line, what we are able to defend, and where can we not defend and say, listen, you want to come in, come in now, we can't help you. Etzion, they couldn't defend, it was out of the question. Etzion was mamish surrounded by all the Arabs. And Rachmana Litzlan, Kedoshe Etzion, were murdered in cold blood, after putting up the white flag to surrender, and they went, oh, they're Rotzchim Gemurim. They killed every person they could find in cold blood. Two or three or four snuck away, and they said testimony about what happened.
They said that it was here your reserve Shabbos when they didn't declare the state. They said the Shabbos candles were the four fires were the remnants of the kibbutzim burning in Etzion. The Arabs had moved in that morning, and they burned everything.
They killed everybody on that day. I think it was Dalit. It was hay. They killed everybody. Punk that day. They were able to overcome them. Rachmana Litzlan. In any event, so they drew the line, Rabosai, south of Rehovot. Rehovot was still going to be defended by Tzal, but north of Keren B'Yam. I'm not sure if Gedera was in or out. I think it may have been out. I don't know. You know the geography. Nope. These Yekis. The Yekis came to settle it there. They're not going to any Yekis in the room. They don't give up so fast. But we're sticking it out. They gave everything, you want to come back, we'll defend you, come move to Rehovot and abandon the land. No, we're sticking it out. Good, very nice, we're sticking it out. But what are they going to do? The Arabs announced that Friday we're marching in Tel Aviv. Up Trishachov, marching in Tel Aviv. Meanwhile, Rabosai, the Haganah, you want to stay, that building cannot fall into enemy hands. That building of the Yeshiva Keren B'Yam dominates the... It's on a little hill, not a big hill, that dominates the entire area. You see, you look up, get on top, you might never on the roof. You can see over the whole area. You have to blow up the building. And therefore they booby-trapped the building with TNT, that in case they have to run away, you ever see when the building went up, they had ready to blow up the building. Can you imagine? Who lived in the Caribbean Avenue here? The building would have been blown up. And those were the nails in the wire that was still there in 1967. If you go back, see if they probably cleaned it up by now. They were still there. They were still there, though. So what happened, Tak? Listen to this. Two chevre from the kibbutz, they told me even their names, and they were still, Baruch Hashem, at that time alive, they decided, hey, we're going to get killed over here. They're coming at Kvishachov. What'd they do? They took their own explosives. They knew what they were doing. They were army veterans, whatever they were. And they blew up a bridge on Kvishachov. Now those who know Kvishachov know, there are no rivers in Kvishachov. Not even one. They're wadis. You know what a wadi is? What's a wadi? A dry riverbed. And a whole bunch of them. You pass over them if you go in, south of Ashdod on the way to Aza. They blew one of them up. Shtadlis, on Friday night. I can't wait around. If you go on that, just Ocha Shabbos. Okay, the Arabs marched up from Tel Aviv with their big generals in the back. It's not Acharai. If I get sitting there in their bunker, who knows how many miles behind the lines. March! Okay, march. So they're going with their tanks, with this. And they come all of a sudden, and there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. They blew up the bridge, there's no road. How about I say, a Yidl would find an Eitzah. He'd get to Ganetza. He'd find build the pontoon bridge, he'd go down and around. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu ordained it that this army didn't give them, they just stood there. Rabbi Sai, they never got past that bridge. Keren B'Yam was spared, the building is still there, the wires and the nails, whatever you were. That itself was a miracle. That, what I'm telling you now, is already a miracle. A couple of chevre blew one little bridge over the Hudson River, as if the yard is so big, but they over nothing, a dry riverbed. Stop. There are stories that you ever pass by Kika, Davidka in Yerushalayim? You know what Davidka means? What the word means? What's a Davidka?
It's a homemade artillery
thing. And what is it really?
A gun.
A bluff! It was a strategy of Gideon HaShofet. Gideon HaShofet had no ammunition. So what did he do? Made a lot of noise. He took pitchers, and they smashed the pitchers, and they pushed them. Oh, there's ammunition. They ran away. So the Vitka, they just made noise. And they're gonna go and ran away. Pillay ploy. The Pella Otsum. There are too many stories to tell about the siege of Yerushalayim. Some good books have been written about it. When I was in Karmel, I'm reading books about the 48 wars. I devoured them. Just miracles upon miracles. They wanted to starve us out, and people died of starvation. People died of starvation in Yerushalayim. And then all those, the Burma Road, and they try to sneak up and they try to kill them and they got around. This story is unbelievable. The kids of HaKadosh Baruch Hu did miracles. We were saved from Mavis L'chaim. From Etzion is a Raya. We were saved from Mavis L'chaim, not from anything else. Don't think differently. We were saved from Mavis L'chaim. If I may digress, we're not going to have Shia then. Yom Yerushalayim, something which I lived through. Yom HaTzmon, I was a baby. But Yom Yerushalayim, I was a Talmud in Keren B'Yavne, and we were saved from Mavis L'chaim. Mi Mavis L'chaim Mamish. How do I know? A, they said so. They're coming to kill you and drive you into the sea. And B, they printed in the newspapers shortly after the Six-Day War that the Tzal overran that major fortress in Latrun. You know what Latrun is? How much Jewish blood was spilled over Latrun in 48, trying to conquer that, was bent back and forth five times. And unfortunately, at the end of the day, it was not in our hands. That was all kinds of complications for those 19 years. You couldn't even travel to Yerushalayim on the line to go around. Tell them to Yerushalayim, and I was in Keren B'Yavne, they had to travel through, you know, Masmir, you know what that is? Down towards Beit Sheva, and down to Beit Shemesh, all the way, because they couldn't go straight, because Latrun was an Arab hand. It was all, the Arabs were nomads, they couldn't get through. Anyway, they overran it, and they put it in the newspapers, in Arabic, with a translation, their plan. Who let Shalavim over here? Who let Shalavim? Nobody. What kind of shiur is this? You still have so many time from that issue. Well, Shalavim at that point in time, if you know the map, it was a peninsula. It was surrounded on three sides by Arabs. North, south, and east. To the west, it connected the way it connects now to the main part of Eretz Yisrael. They discovered there a plan to just cut off that 1 or 2 kilometers to isolate Shalavim for the rest of Eretz Yisrael, of the Jewish part of Eretz Yisrael, and to kill every man, woman, and child. In Etzion, the women and children were evacuated earlier. We have no raya from Etzion that would have killed the women and children. Probably would have. But here we have a raya that would have. Anoshim, noshim, v'taf. This is mamish homa. 67. And if you think that people weren't afraid of it, I tell the following story. I heard it from Rabbi Faskowitz, Shalita. Anyone here from Hillcrest? Rabbi Faskowitz is a rav in Hillcrest, a big Talmud Chacham. He said he was in, I was in Keren B'Yavne during the Milchama. He was in the Mir Yeshiva. He's related to Rab Chaim Shmulevitz and Rab Nochem, the son-in-law. He was related to them. He was there. There's a famous story, which is printed in the Rab Chaim Shmuzin in the back. They have a sikhot that he wrote his own notes of what he wrote in the Shmuzin during the Six-Day War. There's a famous story that he says we were saved because there was a woman who said to Hashem, Hashem, I'm an aguna. My husband abandoned me, went there with some girlfriend in France. I'm meichel him. I'm meichel my husband. You be meichel us and save us. And Reb Chaim said that they were saved in the schutz of that woman more than all the Talmud they were saved. Printed. That part is printed. What's not printed is as follows. Reb Chaim was saying Tilim the whole time. Crying, saying Tilim. Reb Nochem, his son-in-law, was learning Gemara. Gemara is also the savior. Learning Gemara. This is also not printed. When they came into the, where was it? Where was their miklat? Who's ever been in the Mir Yeshiva building? That must have been the Mir Yeshiva. That was the kitchen. Down by the first ground floor, that was the Miklat. And everyone from the neighborhood wanted to come to the Mir Yeshiva. Don't get crazy. This building is going to be shot at. As a matter of fact, it was shot at. It was hit with a direct hit on Chof Zion Ear. And it was, the hit came from right across the road. How far is the mirror from the Arabs? It's nothing. It hit right by the gas. You know, there's a gas which provides the heat and the fuel for the mirror yeshiva, and the shell did not go off. Talk about a miracle. The whole building would have been destroyed. Karam Biyad was almost destroyed. Mir Yeshiva was almost destroyed. Reb Chaim Zvi is a Nez Goloi, and I'm told he said Hal on Chof Zayin. Well, he's kept it as some kind of a yontif. Because he was in the building. What about him? Gas? Beis Yisrael was then occupied by Sfarim. All Sfarim. And they insisted on going to the Mir Yeshiva. Will it be saved by the Rabbanim? He said, you have a Miklat down the road. No, they insisted we're going there. Good. The men were in the army. There's the women and children. We insist we're only going to the Mir Yeshiva. We have some Sfarim in the room. They have a beautiful, even if it's a non-tradition, they were non-observant, they were traditional. They understood in time of crisis, go to the Rabbanim. Okay, this is not printed anywhere to my knowledge. Rabbi Fatz was told from his mouth to mine, he was there. The Mefaked from the Tzal came in, okay? This is the Meklat, the kitchen. All women and children to the back. All able-bodied men to the front. Okay. HaMefaked, give us weapons. We have no weapons for you. So what are you supposed to do if the Arabs come? What do you mean? You see, you have tables, you have chairs, you have shtenders. You bang them over the head. That's your weapon. You know what's going on? You know what's happening? So you say, but never, who's thinking it's going to happen? Those things happen. First of all, people ran away like the Dickens. If you also know the sad history. People just ran away. And Karen Biavne, one person left the country, not because of himself. His father had a heart condition. And they said his father's going to have a heart attack. He better just go to, he went to Europe for a while. Yeah. Everyone else stayed. Nobody left. And other yeshivas, they didn't have the same percentage that we had. And Reb Chaim was upset that people left. But that's for a different story. Reb Nachum was learning. And all of a sudden, there was a commotion in the front. He was in the back. He was not able-bodied. Reb Nachum was an older person. All of a sudden, there's a commotion in the front. So he asks his nephew, or cousin, Rabbi Faskowitz, as follows. He puts up his head, and he said four words to him. Yiddish. The Araber kumen shoyn? The Arabs are coming already? He was ready to die al Kiddush Hashem. As a person who survived World War II, running throughout with the Mir Yeshiva in Shanghai, ready to die al Kiddush Hashem, the Arabs are coming already. If anybody tells you that people weren't afraid and it was not Mimavas Lachayim, they're wrong. They're wrong. I want to read you something I brought. This is a piece by a Talmud Chacham from Bnei Brak. Talmud Chacham from Bnei Brak, his name is Rav Sraya Dablitsky, a major Talmud Chacham. He's even a Mekubal. If you want to learn Mazar, maybe go to him. I've been a super major Talmud Chacham, Rav Sraya Dablitsky. And he wrote something which has been printed. I'm going to read you a few of the highlights of what he wrote. It's like this. He wanted to know, writing a year after the Six-Day War. Kvias Yom Hodaya Le'acha Melchemes Sheshes Hayom. Because we always had these, midor ledor, in all generations we had these things. And he gives examples of Purim Katan in many different places. And you know, some people say Hallel, it's Hallel HaGadol, Hallel HaMitzri, Nishma Shira Yichud, Mizmorim, Tehillim. They didn't say Tachnun, they asked for the Tainis, whatever they did, Sudas Mitzvah, whatever, they did different things. Okay? Fine. Writes as follows. He knows of eight, more than 80 such little Purims. Frankfurt, quoting the Yosef Ometz and the Chaf Adar. Why? Why? Nisim Shenaro Sub Erev Yom Ahu. Kavana Yom Shacharal the Mishnah V'Simcha Dumas Nimei Purim. Happened in Tveria. Right? Of course, Rav Kliris, Rav Tveria works about it. Two examples. Okay, there are many, many others. Says Rav Devlitsky. Yimei HaCharada. Who wants to translate me? What's charada?
Trembling.
She'avru aleinu eshtakei. What does eshtakei mean? Last year. Hanisim agdolim vayeshua agdola shebo alonu shenitzalnu. This is not some tzioni writing. This man singing B'nei Brak. Mimoves batuach l'chayim. We were saved from certain death to life. Ve'ikvos ha'tfilos v'tachnunim. Slichos utilim v'taniyot shekumu ba'aretz u'barach v'yolam yom v'layla. Mechayvim behechleit kfiyas yom odoyah v'simcha b'chol shona v'shona l'zecha nisi ha'kodesh baruch v'niflosa. U'kfi minag Yisrael is emi dar dar. And he writes as follows. This line is a line for the generations. Im nivdok es kol anisim shebikvosam kimu yom ha'purim ha'elu. Purim Frankfurt, etc. Lo nafri is in nikba. We're not exaggerating if we say shebe'erech hanisim shekaru lanu compared to the miracles of 67, the miracles of Frankfurt, etc. Are hanisim ahein hein be'emes ke. This is the pun. Mischak Purim. It's a Purim spiel liumasa. What happened in Frankfurt is a Purim spiel compared to the fact that there were armies amassed at the borders in Sinai, in Syria, in Jordan to kill us all. He gives the example of Frankfurt. What happened? It was a chashash shepurim yarchu pogrom biyehudei hamokom biyom esuyim. It was a rumor. They're going to make a pogrom on a certain day. The day passed. There was no pogrom. Purim Frankfurt. Nothing ever happened. It was based on a rumor. And it was kept by the Chasam Sofer, even if he was in Presburg, because he lived in Frankfurt. Because he was born in Frankfurt. 100 years after this event. We compare that non-event, miyodeh bechlal yachshash mevusas lechagra, and the guy haven't thought about it, to the ma'oros v'nisim shekarolano shetzorareinu imui begoli kevel kol olam kulo val galea asar in front of the radio in the whole world v'hashmada totalit at hayehudi ha'achrom. So they said to the last Jew, they said every Jew, u'besof Hufsu toch kama yomim, achrei hachonel she'orchu ulai ke'esrim shalom yom zeh shekibulo. For 20 years, 19 years, they're preparing for this day to kill us, and it will be vanquished in 6 days. The tumeinu chasham, Rav Zablitsky writes, so the kviyas yom purim kazeh, you call rabboneinu gdoleinu mehakotzev arakotzev tzmimei deyav mas, ki akzeiru hois al kulam v'kulam ayo ba'osan eis. Lo namin lev shoros shekayamim keelu shehishnu es atzma. There are those who will fool themselves. Catch this wire. This is a staggering line. It is a dagger. Sheim yaru la rotzchim aproim. That if they show to the mad murderers as tudat hazehut shalahem, they'll show them their ID. Shehinam shayachim luchug zeh acher. At least in those days, it had your political party, and you register it on your two days. I belong to Aguda, or I belong to whoever I belong to. Hayu nitzolim mimavus. Adai lo kayamim tipshim ka'ela besoch amenu hacham banavo. Lachain magod lo tmiya she'af eshtakei b'shana rishona samach l'nisim v'neflos lo motzu harbei rabbanim shum tzorach laholos l'kol harachav al seder meyuchad shel odai v'simcha. How can it be? The year is a greater chiyuv. According to the Nitziv, the year of the miracles, the Raisa, and the year after is only the Rabbanan. How can it be? How can it be? True, the chief rabbin attempted to say Hallel on the first years of the Din Gomer Mikabos and Aviv. Except for that, there was no formal psak. Yes, he writes a shtach on the Rabbanan. Rov Rubo Shalakol Koras Ahalam Divi Hodor Acherim Baros Rabbane Bate Knesset Shabachol Asar Sudas Mitzvah Hodor Nerchu Lamar Behatzar. There are many, many shuls last year. Not one word of Torah Bezimra. Not one addition of anything to Seder HaTefillah. Why? Shtikat Rabbanim Mesuyamim. Kilo Lo Noga Lehem Adam. Okay, good. You can't believe it. Look at the next line. Shuv Choshavnu L'tumeinu L'idach Yisa. Ki B'shana Rishona Samach L'Athtolos HaGdolos Ulay Adayin Lohis Oshishu Gormim V'chugim Mesuyamim V'lohis Pikas Ulay Azman L'tichtun L'kviyas Adam. Okay. And afterwards already it's too late. But the next year, Vavadi Yukula Muchad and Bedavar Zesh of Kfiyas Yamadaya, a whole year passed. Plenty of time to prepare. What happened? Chief Rabbi again publicized what to do. Kfiyas Yamadaya. Umishar Agdolim Shlita Shochne Bartenu Loyota Shum Horov and Hogabinyan Zeh. Nothing. Purusimu Modos, Mikama Vakam Agdolim Rabbonim. Ma lo lasos, uma lo loma. That you find. Avo shum davar chiyuvi lo prusa mehem. We heard the Nadia from the Moetz Gedolia Torah, the Rosh Hashivas, Rabban Agudas Yisrael, Badat Eda Charedis, Sheka Omur, Kulam. Look at this line. All of them. B'liyotzi min haklal, hoya ba'osa anes. And he tells his words, I want to cry from his words. Kulam ayu muyuadim chas v'shalom, Lashmada totalis vachzorius kidugmas kivshone Auschwitz umedan. Wow. Rabbis who are always publicizing all kinds of cult cults, they can't believe what's going on over here. No, there's no logic. Hadaba Goram Rakla absurd. Kimat Mezazeya. Yoshe Mesha Matzik. How do you measure someone's frumkeit? He's a Haredi. Shmiras Haredi. Do you solve Yiras of Shemaim Shal Adam Shetamid Nikma Ba'ayin Hamon? Are they Ribu Tfilas, Brochis, Tilim? Forkert. Forkert. Backwards. A backward mirror. Opposite. Whoever says a parak of Tilim, he's Choshen. Whoever says nothing, Lo ibiu sheva for Torah Kodesh Baruch Hu afimil achas. Oh, they're the Haredim beYosef. Those who say something tzrichim bedika. Wacko.
The divine irony is that the Kapitel Tilm for Kaf Ches Yom Yishalayim includes the pasuk of Zachor Hashem as Yom Yishalayim.
That's who say it on a certain rotation.
On the 30-day rotation.
That's true.
Which many do.
He doesn't understand. What about all the Purims? How can it be? How can it be? What's going on over here? It's crazy, he says. It's crazy. It's absurd. You don't want the bracha on Hallel, he says? All right. Say without a bracha. You worry about Sfira? All right. Get together some way. In future years, he writes the Tov Shin Chav Ches. Nuchutzok Eisi Dabrus Ben Kolachukim HaTorani and Baratzeinu HaKadosha. To come to some kind of a consensus. Rabosai, to this day, this consensus has not been reached. Sam. I have to tell you, though, that a limud schus on why people don't say hallel, I found in, it's all found in Rabbi Rakov's Likud, by none other than, surprisingly, Rabbi Nachum Mendel Kasher. He wrote a piece, but I don't think the piece applies to Yom HaYushalayim. Hatam shaharbe me'acharedim hasmechim al kuma medina and omim halal b'yom atzmut. That's all about the Torah Kaddish saying kinas. Good though. Why don't they say halal? He explains why. Fascinating phrase. I don't have time to go into it. He says, Maise yodai tovim b'yam shel kfira v'atem omrim shira. That's what he says. Rav Kasha. He says Rav Kasha is very far from those circles that you would expect to align from. That's what he writes. I understand. But it seems to me he writes for Keret. So even if it's bad news and good news, so you have to say, die an emes when somebody dies, and a tov emet, if you become a yarshin of $1 million. So you still should say hallel. You still should celebrate the day. Rabban Soloveitchik Zatzal, I plan to end in a few minutes. There's a Suda Chagigis across, but Suda Saldor, as it's called, across the street. Rabban Soloveitchik, when he gave us his famous Thursday Hashkofa Shiru, I remember like yesterday, the one he gave this time of the year, and he quoted the Haftorah that we read, the Shabbos, Arba Mitzoroim. Right? Who were they? You know who they were?
Miriam,
Rama. No. Geicha Ziyubonov, Chazal say. They were not the biggest tzaddikim. They don't care about my boy. They're the ones who saved Klal Yisrael. Rabban would say, oh, they say, how can it be that this is a Dvar Hashem? How can it be the Zionists deny God? Da-da. What do you mean it can't be? Geicha Ziyubonov. And I don't have time to quote all the sources, but you can look it up. If you look carefully in the Or HaChayim HaKodesh, in Parshas Bullock, what the Pasuk says, Dorach Kocha MiYakov Akam Shevet MiYisrael. The HaChayim says there are two ways that the Gula can come. It's a Gemara Sanhedrin Tzadiches. Can come V'orom and Anon Ishmaya. Kocha MiYakov. This is kind of the blitz from Shemayim. Achi Shena. Just any time. That's one kind of gula which we hope for any second. But it could also come bi'ita, which is oni v'rochav alachamor, which is what we call lo zachu, which is kom shevet mi Yisrael. It says the Arachayim HaKadosh, a lowly shevet. Not Malchus based dove necessarily. A lowly shevet. And what can happen? They can be victorious in battle. As Tzahal miraculously was in 48 and 67. So the fact that we cry, of course we want everyone to be frum, everyone to believe in God and keep all the mitzvahs, of course we want that. But the fact that unfortunately the people involved are primarily not such individuals, it doesn't take one bit away from the possibility that Kodesh Baruch works through them, like Eicha Ziyubonov, like Kom Shevet Miyisrof, as foretold but the Arachayim HaKadosh and Parashat Bullock. B, and this I think is a very important point, it can at least be argued that this is a Yom Tov which has to be celebrated. Rav Shechter Shlita wrote about this, and he said that nowadays we're very hesitant to establish Yom Tovim. Why? Botlam Megillas Tais. Even all those minor holidays we observed during Bar Sheni, our battle could be won the battle, but lost the war. Shechter Shlita wrote that the exceptions are Purim and Chanukah. Why? Because they foreshadow the ultimate gula of Bar Shlishi. The Kedusha of Bar Sheni, which came through Purim, Achashverosh's son from Esther, was Dayava Shabbat the Bar Sheni, leads to the Bar Shlishi, Chaim's famous pshat in Haftorah of Chanukah. Arachti Nelem Shichi goes in Ner Chanukah. So too, Rav Shechter Shlita is of the opinion that to establish the Yom Tov of Yom HaTzvut, you have to work with an assumption that there's not going to be a third Churban. This was written about recently at great length. Some of you read that? There's exchange between many great rabbis. Is there any possibility? Are we guaranteed in Hamayan, back and forth, at Shlongzich, that's going to be a... Can we have some measure of certitude that we're here to stay, not to go Chalil v'chaz out again, another who knows how many endless years. So Rav Herzog was assuming that this is it. We're not going out. Based upon the Ramban HaChumash. The Ramban HaChumash says there are going to be two Churbanos, one is Chukosai, one is Kisavah. There is no third Churban. And once we achieved a measure of settling the land, it was in Sanhedrin, the same daf, Tzadiches, on top of the daf, that Ein Lechoketz Megula Mizeh, of an agricultural flourishing of Eretz Yisrael, which did not happen for 1900 years. Didn't happen until they came back with the Chalutzim of the late 19th century. Did not happen. Arabs, a couple of olive things, of terraces, garnish. Then they made so much stuff. It's blooming, it's flowering. It's never happened before. Why didn't it happen? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, we read in the Chukosi a few weeks, that Rashimosi has Eretz, Rashi says a bracha. The other government cannot settle the land. Number one. Number two, the fact that we became independent for the first time in 1900 years, that's what's called Atzmaut, that is halachic ramifications. You look at the Mogen Avraham, In Hilchos Kriya, Mishnah Berurah quotes it, I think it's Siman Tov Kuf Samach, I believe, that if you see Or Yehuda B'Churbanon, you got to rip Kriya, but B'Binyana not. How do you define B'Binyana? It says among Avram, if they're under the Malchus Yisrael, under the Malchus of Goyim, it's B'Churbanon. So it was B'Churbanon until we took over. I remember I was at the Yom HaTzmut by Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook. That year I was there. That was the year when he said, "Efshar lechot al pnei ha'bachurim mihem ha'maminim u'mihem ha'koyfrim." Which meant if you shaved, you were a maimon, and if you didn't, you were a koyfer. That's what he meant. I was a koyfer at the time. What can I do? But he also cried famously. I was there. Oi. Where's Shechem Yir HaKodesh? Where's Beis Lechem Yir HaKodesh? Where's Chevron Yir HaKodesh? And people thought his man is an older man, he's losing his mind. What's he talking about? Well, within a few weeks, all those cities were under our control. And then it was completely under our control. Today, it's whatever you want to call it. So then they were considered to be Binyano. Beis Lechem and Chevron, or Yehuda, after rip Korea before that point, not after 67. Now, I don't want to talk about it right now. Yerushalayim? The city of Korea, that's a question, this man says, no guys, it's a different story. So it has halachic ramifications with Binyanim. Presumably, that happened that day. The kids here, I respect all views. I respect the view of Satma, they say it's a Maisa Sutton, and you have to say Kinas. I respect all views. And I respect the views of the people who do nothing. Rav Kashas have tried to defend them. Rabbi Lam once wrote famously how to defend the Satmar position. It's also printed, it's in tradition. You get it? But I don't have to accept it. I respect it. You have to respect all views. However, a person who is celebrating a day of this type has certainly ample halachic precedent, and we shouldn't take a chance on not being giving praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each one in his own way. That's why when I saw a sign for Suda Sodaya, that's taking place now across the street. So I think it's appropriate that the Talmidim should attend. And this, I assume it'll be done in an appropriate fashion. I have no idea what's going on there. You think I shouldn't go for whatever reason, you'll come and tell me quickly before I cross the street. But I'm assuming it's going to be done in the Tower of HaKadosh. So we should use this as an opportunity, as in the spirit of Rav Dablitsky, should lead this article, that we should give a Shevach HaDot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should all be Zocher, so the Gula Shleima b'mehera v'yameinu Amen.